Unit 9, Track 10.
Festival de Jerez, a flamenco heaven. Every year, the Spanish city of Jerez puts on a festival of flamenco dance that lasts for 2 wonderful weeks. For me and flamenco fans around the world, it's the highlight of the year. People from over 30 different countries will show up here, all crazy about flamenco. Every day, there are performances of flamenco. Some take place in the beautiful Villa Marta Theater, but most happen in the small flamenco clubs all around Jerez, known as peñas. And if you're interested in taking it up yourself, the greatest flamenco teachers from around the world are going to give classes. The festival begins on February 23rd and ends on March 10th. Don't miss out! Some history. Flamenco is typically Spanish, but it has a long international history. Over 5 centuries ago, the Roma came to Europe from India and brought their traditional music. Their traditions mixed with local traditions from the south of Spain and those of Jewish and North African immigrants, and the result was flamenco. The 19th century was the golden age of flamenco. The first flamenco schools opened then, in Seville, Cádiz, and Jerez. Performers began to use guitars, and dance became more important. Flamenco became the art we know today. A guide for beginners. Instruments. The two most important of these are the guitar and the castanets, but you might see performances with trumpets, violins, or even a whole orchestra. Songs. People often think that flamenco is only dancing. In fact, the songs, called cante, are the real heart of it. The words are often by Spain's most famous poets. Dance. Zapateado is the dance that flamenco dancers do. They stamp their feet and click their castanets in fast, complicated rhythms. Nobody nods off during a flamenco concert. Jaleo. This is the hand clapping and shouting that make flamenco so exciting. The clapping, called palmas, is more difficult than it looks. But anyone can join in the shouting, so don't be shy.